This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 21st June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day in Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, perfect for an afternoon walk. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the IDF and Shin Bet have exposed a Turkey-based Hamas terrorist group conducting military action against Israel. Also, Ynet notes that U.S.-Iran talks in Switzerland will begin with a focus on the Lebanon crisis, following a weekend that saw the deaths of five Israeli soldiers. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, discussions in Switzerland will address whether the U.S. can support Israel amidst these Iranian negotiations. Separately, Axios reveals in earlier reporting that Iran plans to close the Strait of Hormuz, escalating tensions with the U.S. after Israeli attacks on Lebanon. And finally, from Australian Jewish News comes an opinion piece from earlier today criticizing the U.S. president's stance on Iran, calling it a capitulation to aggression. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, a leading news outlet, shared footage earlier today of an Iranian delegation's arrival in Switzerland for talks with the U.S. In another post from today, First Squawk reports the U.S. vice president held talks with Pakistan's prime minister at the Swiss resort hosting these negotiations. David Collier, a commentator, noted that Hezbollah would not act against Israel without Iran's direction, questioning Iran's intentions for peace in his recent post. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF and Shin Bet's revelation. The Jerusalem Post details that five individuals linked to Hamas have been recruiting for terror attacks and smuggling arms in the region. This operation highlights ongoing security challenges for Israel. The implications could affect regional stability and Israeli security measures. Turning to the U.S.-Iran talks in Switzerland, Ynet reports that these discussions come amid a tense backdrop following the deaths of Israeli soldiers and a temporary calm in southern Lebanon. The outcome could alter the diplomatic landscape between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel explores the role of the U.S. in these negotiations. News editor Ben Sales questions whether American support for Israel will hold firm. This is crucial for Israel's strategic interests, especially in light of current regional tensions. In a related development, Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by Axios, marks the first major crisis with the U.S. since their recent agreement. This move could impact global oil markets and intensify geopolitical frictions. Turning to the commentary from Australian Jewish News, the article criticizes the U.S. president's approach to Iran, painting it as naive and dangerous. This sentiment reflects broader concerns about U.S. foreign policy and its effects on Israel's security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel needs to enhance cybersecurity enforcement in the face of AI-driven threats. Signia CEO Guy Siegel emphasizes the urgency of regulatory action as AI accelerates attack developments. Separately, Ynet Business highlights comments from Marvell's Israeli CTO, Noam Mizrahi, suggesting that AI's next breakthrough depends on enhanced network capabilities. Marvell is poised to capitalize on this market shift. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Germany is considering a significant arms deal with an Israeli missile manufacturer following the cancellation of a U.S. missile deployment. This could boost Israel's defense industry and alter European defense dynamics. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.